Blog Talk Radio.
You kiss me, darling, America starts. A magic feeling comes into our hearts. The spell of love begins when we're alone. And we of our own. You say you want me, and music I hear. Touch me, my darling, and clouds disappear. The sky is bright above, and cares have flown. And we're in a world of our own, holding you close is heaven. Only I know what it's worth. Knowing you're mine forever is the greatest wonder on earth. Nothing can change. The magic's begun when we're together. Our hearts become one. I find the happiness I've never known. When we're in a world of our own. When we're in a world of our own.
Dun, da, da, da. Thought I'd do something different this time. Okay. Hey, great Seldom Heard Elvis and Rock and Roll with Jenny. Yeah, you got to say it that way, you know, rock and roll. You can't just say rock and roll. It doesn't work. Rock and roll. How namby-pamby. You got rock and roll. Oh, well.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck
yeah. Oh, you got it. So anyway, guys, it's another hot one here, but guess what? It has cooled down by, let's see, 93 to 103. It's cooled down by 20 degrees here.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is cloudy. I have to admit, it is a bit cloudy. It sprinkled a little bit yesterday morning. This morning, it was just a little cloudy. So... But, hey, you know, a little bit of cloudiness goes a long way to cooling it down 20 degrees.
Oh, yeah, big difference. Wow, yeah.
The only problem is it's still only, let's see, I think it said 13% humidity, 50% humidity, something like that. So it's still not real great. But it's better than
6%.
Better.
Oh, yeah. A lot difference, yeah.
And...
Oh, well.
Please.
It is what it is.
Well, I'm sitting here going, please, Lord, help me. I hate it here now. It is getting bad. It's bad for my hair. It's bad for my skin. It's bad for my disposition. No wonder rattlesnakes are cranky.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. They're subject to bite anything, huh? Mm.
Exactly. Even themselves. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, anyway, I haven't heard anything yet on the house. We're still waiting for the appraisal to take place. It has been asked for and promised, but without a specific date. So, we're, like the banker said, all we do now is wait.
Oh, yeah, well,
I hate waiting.
Takes a little time. Probably he's probably behind, too, because houses are moving pretty quick.
Yes, that's what the banker told me. That's what she said, is that he's got so many things to do. Things are moving so fast right now that he's full up, and we just have to take our turn.
Right.
So,
and you know how he comes up with it. You know how he comes up with your private banker.
No, I don't know if I want to know. But yeah. I know that when they did an appraisal, when we were getting consolidation loan up at Priest Lake, he checked the view out, he checked the outside dimensions, he checked the inside square footage, he checked the cubic footage of the house to see if the heat was adequate, and what kind of heat it was, and what the kitchen facilities. He checked all that stuff. How many bedrooms?
Well,
what
he has to do next, after he has his square footage and all the amenities in the house done, he can go out as far as 10 miles to get two reports of a property that is sold, particularly in their price range, which is
right.
Called CMA.
Right.
And so, anyway, it can take him some time to find a couple of properties in order to match it with yours.
Well, you know, where mine is, I say to him, good luck with that.
Well, that's what I was afraid of, because it's not sell.
I don't live in a town. That house is not
know,
in a town.
It's by itself, yeah.
Half a block away, there is a cul-de-sac. The real estate agent told me there is a cul-de-sac with six houses on it. And they're all senior citizens. And then about two or three blocks away down at the lake, there is a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a resort hotel thing.
Okay.
That's it. The town, the closest town is 26 miles, or not, it's 26 minutes, about 18 miles away south. And the next closest town that my address is actually in, because I'm in a different county than that town that's 18 miles away, the other one is, 23 miles away. So, you know, comparables within 10 miles is going to be really tough.
Mm.
He may have to go a little farther than that in Georgia.
Yeah, he may have to, yeah, definitely. But he'll do it.
So,
he's probably just overbooked.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what the banker said, is that he's definitely overbooked. And with being out away like that, they may have special dispensations for the type of area it's in. So, and, of course, I'm just across the street and up a little hill from my front yard from the lake. So, and I have deeded beach to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, all you can do is be patient and hope for the best. That's all you can do.
Well, that's the whole thing, is the place has sold before, so they had to deal with the comparables in some fashion. It may not have been the normally accepted fashion, but they had a way of dealing with it when it's a rural area like that. So I'm not too worried about comparables.
Mm-mm-mm.
It
will happen. Sooner or later, it will happen.
It will.
That damn heat, though, for sure. Oh, God.
But I just really want to get this place packed up and out of here. And it's getting harder to make myself pack up the more cluttered it gets, you know? So I think my next task is going onto the front porch and cleaning up some of the clutter from packing materials and smaller empty boxes. Okay, utilize them or throw them away. Get the stuff out of here. Because a lot of it was from my friend that was helping me pack, and he didn't want to pack the tools because he might need them to this and that and the other thing. And I figure if I need those tools to do something with, it can just stay undone. I don't care. So I'm...
You've had enough.
Exactly. I got to do something with this stuff. Pack it, give it away, burn it, whatever. Just do something with it. That's about where I am right now. And I haven't even gotten to the kitchen yet, guys. Oh, my word. So, well, anyway, that is as it does. And it'll work. I'll get there. I will get there. You know what I'm going to play now? It's something I missed from last Thursday that John sent me. You guys know the movie Dirty Dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. And oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's got such a cute butt.
He does.
Well, he
dancer.
Had. He had, you know, he's dead now. But
right.
Elvis had a cute butt.
Yes.
He had a nice view from the back. I don't think he knew it, but he did.
Oh, I'm sure he was told that many times.
Yeah, but you can be told something umpteen thousand times and still never really believe it. You think, oh, you deluded female, what the heck is wrong with your mind? But, no, honey, it's true. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. So, anyway. I'm surprised the ladies didn't go around with wet blouses from drooling all over themselves.
Oh, God.
I shouldn't make fun like that, but the truth is when I was younger, when I was a teenager and in my 20s, and I would watch a concert or something like that, and I would see all these females, like, for the Monkees or the Beatles, or it didn't matter who it was, but you see these females out there just screaming their heads off and having hysterics and going, oh, no, no, and crying. And it's like, it embarrassed me. It embarrassed me. It's like, my God, girl, get a grip.
Yeah.
You can't touch them. You can't hug them. They're not going to come down and talk to you because you'll fall over dead. I mean, come on, get a grip. And sometimes I'd have to leave for a few minutes, go to the kitchen for a drink of water just to get away from it for a little bit. It's like, oh, Mother Mary.
I would have been too shy to have done that.
Oh, I wouldn't have been too shy. I just thought it was silly. I thought it was silly to lose your head like that, because what if you had a chance to talk to this guy? You couldn't because you're too freaked out. Now, how intelligent is that? Not. I'm sorry. I just did not. I guess my big thing was self-control, you know, and to see all of that was just embarrassing. I just couldn't believe that they would let themselves do that in public. It's just like, you know, get hold of yourself, girl. Good grief. What the heck? What would your mama say? You know? Oh, I always laughed at them. And my mom, if she could stand to watch something like that, she couldn't watch any of our concerts and TV specials and stuff. She just, nope, I can't watch that. She just didn't like our music back then. She loved Elvis, but she didn't like the 60s rock and roll and stuff like that. So the special concerts and stuff, can't do. And she goes, oh my gosh. And she just left the room.
Did she really?
Yeah, you know, when they would televise, like, Woodstock or a Beatles concert or not the Bee Gees so much, but when some of these people would be on the variety specials that we watched all the time back then, and she'd go, oh, man, and she'd go out to the kitchen and do something for a minute. It was really kind of funny. It was really kind of funny. But you'd stay and watch the country western guys. But see, nobody was freaking out and screaming and crying over them.
Well,
a little more,
not, yeah.
A little more decorum was in place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were a little more stiff-necked and laced up. But anyway, I asked you if you had remembered the movie Dirty Dancing with the Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, and then we started talking about Nice Tushies. But this is actually a song from that movie, only this isn't who did it in the movie. It's called Love is Strange. And Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze did a routine to this song. Okay?
Okay.
And it was done by Mickey and Sylvia in the movie. The recording that they played in the movie was Mickey and Sylvia. Now, the one that John sent me is Lonnie Donegan. So we're going to play that one.
Okay.
It's better.
Love is strange. Take it for a game. People don't understand. No, no, they think loving is beautiful and grand. Baby,
on their timer. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Very different. Very different.
I'm reading the chat in here, and everybody's quite amazed that I used to be shy. That's probably a good thing. But yeah, I was, actually, yes. I could not sing in front of people unless I was with a group. The first solo I had in high school was like, close your eyes, don't freeze. Close your eyes, don't freeze. But when I sang in church, I was fine. You know, that it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was really quite funny. But hey, you know, yes, I did used to be very painfully shy. I couldn't let anybody talk to me because it was like, no, 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 I'm not here. Go away, go away.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I was the same way.
But that's okay. I'm not shy anymore. Just in case nobody could tell that.
Gosh, we've noticed that. We have certainly noticed that, Jenny. Definitely.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, yes, and they noticed that that song ended abruptly and I didn't add an ending. It's because it took me so much by surprise. I didn't have one. I'll try it again next time. But that's all right. We've got more music to play anyway, so I'll get my ending in, though, hon. Don't worry about me. I'll get my ending in. It'll be okay.
No, I know you will. I know that.
I can't go without that, you know. So I know I'll get it. I'll get it. The good Lord will watch over me and make sure I get my ending in. Well, you know,
You haven't had too much lately.
I haven't. That's pretty cool in a way. I miss it, though. I could add a second ending to some of them. Maybe that would assuage the loss.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I should have a memorial service for endings or something. That's okay. Maybe I'll bake cookies and see what happens. No, I can't bake cookies because I'd eat them, and that's not good. Anyway, remember a couple weeks ago or last week, whatever it was, you had requested Elvis doing I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darling. And when I played it, it was somebody else.
Really?
I remedied that, honey. So, for you, because you didn't really get your request with Elvis singing it, here is Elvis singing I'll Never Let You Go, Little Darling.
Okay.
Yeah. Ding. Sweet, melodic, perfect.
I like that song.
Yes, I do too. 1956. Pretty awesome, actually. Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just starting. The phenomenon was just getting rolling. Cool, huh?
Yeah.
To think about that? Oh, yeah.
Not to go back and see those things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That young, it's really nice to see.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, I've got something John sent me yesterday afternoon, this morning, sometime. Anyway, here's Shake and Stevens doing I Might. And, oh, golly gee, I love this song. This is something you want somebody to at least feel about you if they don't say it. Maybe sing this song in their mind. Or out loud. That would work. I Might. Imagination role. Can you imagine going out on a date, whatever, movie, dinner, dancing, whatever, walk through the park, whatever, and that first kiss is magic, totally magic. And when you back up and you look at each other, there is a look of shock on your face. And on his face, because he thought he had it all under control, and now it's got him. I love it. Forget the mic. He just did, honey.
That's funny.
See, you got to let your imagination roll every once in a while. Because sometimes...
Well, it did. It sure did.
Sometimes.
It sure did.
Oh, yes, but sometimes reality lives up to your imagination. Once in a while, you get real lucky, and the reality lives up to the imagination. There's always that hope, that dream, that expectation. You're better off not expecting it to, though. Yeah, no expectations. Don't do that. Just dream about it. It's okay. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay, John sent me a live performance of a song called Release Me. I just flipped right by it. There it is. Now, you got to listen to this because there's kind of a dedication in there. And this was a live performance on February 18th, 77. I want to see if you catch it.
I'd like to, I want to do a Please Release Me. Yeah. And dedicate it to Chicken Neck. Please release me.
Oh, please release me. Let me go. For I don't love you anymore. Too
John pretty much told you guys who Chicken Nick was, because you did catch it. Good job. And you did catch it, and that was Elvis' pet name for Ginger. I'm not sure how much pet that was.
I wonder where that came from. What caused it?
I don't know that I want to know. But now stop and think of it. Okay. Pet name, Chicken Nick. And he just said it in front of the whole world. Dedicate this to Chicken Neck. Oh, Chicken Neck. Anyway, I wonder if she got mad. Not because of the pet name. She was probably used to that. But to the fact that he dedicated Please Release Me to her. Uh-huh. Never thought of that, did you? I bet he did when he dedicated it. But we don't need to know. We can speculate. It's probably more fun than the reality. So there you go. Anyway. Oh, that was a loaded one, I swear.
It
was. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that pretty quick, too, when the song started.
You know what? To follow Chicken Neck, we have John's favorite. John, it's John's favorite. You remember this, right? Well, I got to get up to it. I'm getting ahead of myself here. It's a very big studio today, and I need to get to the other end of the alphabet. But there we go. No, there we don't go. How did I put it in here? Now, somebody needs to be able to read my mind, because this is driving me nuts. Oh, please, God, let me have put it in here. I want to play it. I really, really want to play it. There it is. All right. Thank you, Lord. John's favorite entertainer of all time.
Hello.
You guys know this man, and you love him well. Well, maybe not. But you guys were discussing how handsome he was the other day, and okay, have that barfy bag next to you when you do that. Anyway, Tiny Tim.
Oh, yes, I knew you were going to say that.
Tiny Tim. Okay. Now, get this. I laughed out loud. This was hilarious, but I got to see the video while he was doing it, and he did a striptease toward the end of the song. Now, he's doing this on Johnny Carson. Late night on Johnny Carson, so he can get away with the striptease. That's okay. If you want to see that sort of thing.
I'm sure glad I missed that.
Mm. Well, he didn't really show any skin or anything. He just, you know, he has an undershirt on, and he took off his shirt and his jacket, and he has this wild tuxedo made like a patchwork of travel stickers or something. I don't know. It's weird, but it suited him. It suited him. But this is Tiny Tim doing. Are you ready for it? If you think I'm sexy,
Whitey.
If you think I'm sexy, and yeah, here you go.
Her heart is gently pounding. Don't you just know exactly what they're thinking? If you want
I'm a bar, and you think I'm sexy. Come on, baby, let me know. Why, if you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, sugar, tell me so.
The night together. Now hold on a moment. Before we go much further, give me a dime so I can call my mother.
They catch a cab to his high-rise apartment. At last he can tell her exactly what his heart meant. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, baby, tell me so. His heart is beating like a drum.
Nothing to be said. We'll be back in a moment.
Poor Johnny Carson. Speechless. Can you imagine Johnny Carson speechless? And
oh,
it's a
gosh,
tiny
what was going through his mind. Oh, wow.
The look
oh.
on his face was priceless. Oh, it was priceless. But to leave Johnny Carson speechless really takes something special. Oh, man. Yeah. That was, if you can find that video, you guys, you got to watch that because, yeah, it's priceless. It's totally priceless. And you've got, I can't say that I like to listen to, but I have to say that the man had talent because it took talent to be that obnoxious.
Oh, it definitely did.
He was very talented. And the few times that he sings in his normal voice, and he did it a couple of times in that song, but he has done like the Elvis song that he did that time in his own voice. He's got a good singing voice. He just chose to be a comedy artist, and so he uses his falsetto. That was a choice. That's not his regular singing voice. He flips it up, you know, turns the switch and flips it up into that falsetto. But do you know how hard that is? That's a pretty tough deal for a guy. And he did it all the time, just a matter of course. The dude had to have a loose screw upstairs, I swear to God. Maybe two or three of them. Yeah, and just shake his head and they'd rattle around and here come that falsetto and away he'd go. But, yeah, he's priceless. He is totally priceless. When you get past the sound of the falsetto voice, the dude had talent. He really did. He had talent. And that takes a lot for me to admit, because I've spent so many years really not liking Tiny Tim.
But when
you get away from that Tiptoe Through the Tulips business, he did some good comic stuff. He really did. Mm-hmm. So here again, broadening my horizons. Thank you, John. Because without you, take my word for it, honey, it would not have happened. Okay. Here's something. I have grown to really, really like Johnny Earle. He was in the 90s. And he liked...
Oh, I'm sorry.
There it is. Yeah, that's it. He liked to pay homage to Elvis. So... Here, I'm going to put you on mute, honey, so that you can do that if you want to, okay? All right, so here's Johnny Earle doing Queen of the Night.
There she stood with golden hair, the starlight gleaming from her eyes. Her perfume gently filled the air. Her red dress joined the sky. Then she turned and smiled at me. I was helpless as could be. I found the courage for a smile. But I was shaking all the while. I'm the queen of the night. We hadn't talked for just a while. Even drank a glass of wine. For just a moment she was mine.
Did you get to see that?
Yes, I did. And poor Johnny Carson says, There's nothing to be said.
He left Johnny Carson speechless. He should have gotten an award for that.
That's an unusual thing to happen.
Yes, very. He should have gotten an award for doing that, leaving Johnny Carson speechless.
Definitely. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was worth the time to see it and then to put it on the show and play it and then for whoever wanted to watch afterwards. That was worth all that time. That the dude had talent. What can I say? It was strange. He was strange. A lot of that, I think, was fostered, you know. But he had talent. He was good. I think he picked.
Johnny,
it was very.
He kept looking back over there and looking back over there and being speechless for him is unusual. That's hilarious.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like leaving me speechless. How weird would that be? It can be done.
Oh, God.
Under certain circumstances, it can be done. But,
oh, gosh.
Not very often, especially past few years, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm good with that. All right. Here's something that John sent me this morning. Oh, Anne, you're going to love this, honey. Anybody who loves to hear him laugh is going to love this. This, and Poke Salad Annie is one of my favorites. So here's a video of Poke Salad Annie from February 15th of 1970, a live performance, not a rehearsal, a live performance, and he can't stop laughing. Here you go.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. It looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it. Tie it around my waist. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Because that's about all they had to eat. But they... Anyway. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Gators got your granny. Chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the shame. Yes. A mean, vicious woman. Lord, I'm a... Every day before supper time, they'd go down by the truck patch, pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a truck. Yeah, I said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain. A wretched special. Straight raise the totem. Lord, I'm miserable. Like a little. Ho! But Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Poke salad, Annie. Gators
got your granny, ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. Go! The soft little Sally coming, you know what he... Talk a little folk Sally Tubman, no one need me a rest. Talk a little folk Sally, no one need me a rest. Talk a chang 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 chang.
He's going to pick her a mess of it and carry it home in his truck patch. Yeah, uh-huh, okay.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to the mystery man?
He has been cleaning up a couple of messes in his life that are taking a whole lot of his time. It's going to come out okay, but he has been spending most of his time in trying to clear things up. So it's just personal things in his life that he has to get finalized and cleaned up. And thus, music is taking a back beat right now. So he's promised me more. It just has to be when he gets the important stuff done. And since this affects him and his family and things of that nature, what he's taking care of is problems that are more important. And that's just how it goes sometimes. So it'll be okay. Eventually, we'll have more songs. But for right now...
I thought about him a couple of weeks ago and I failed to ask you about him.
Yeah. He's okay. Nobody's sick or anything. He's just got some important things left over from a previous situation that have to be cleared up and taken care of. And that's what he's doing. And that is taking quite some time at this point. So as soon as he can, we'll have more music. That's what he told me. So
okay,
we're not going to give up on him. He'll be back. Okay. Anne sent me a request, even though sometimes she forgets that she does. But that's okay. I love you, girl. I love you. This is Don Williams, whom we have lost. He's no longer with us. But he left us a legacy of music. And one of his quite popular songs from the 80s, I think it was the 80s. Anyway, It Must Be Love.
I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. Fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what morning light. It must be love, seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love, it must be love.
That was a good one. Yeah, Don Williams was good. He had a nice, mellow voice. And who was it? Keith Urban did a duet with him. I think it was during the last year of his life. So I don't remember what the song was, though. Shame on me. Anyway. Okay, here's one John sent me. Another Elvis song. And we like it. This is Islands of Love. Takes 3, 5, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Here you go, guys.
Neil, take 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hawaii, Island. Lovely friend.
Okay, I got it, Charlie. Stay.
Here we go.
KOD 5.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, start over.
That's for. KOD 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hawaii, Island of Love, lovely princess of the island. Love. island of love. Listen, can't you hear her calling? Aloha, welcome my love. Her palm trees gently do the hula, while her slaves the waves rush in to kiss her shores. Heaven is another name for Hawaii, island of
fact that he's saying Kauai. That's the name of one of the islands. He's talking about Kauai, not Hawaii.
Right, but I didn't hear him say that.
Yep, it was Kauai. He was saying Kauai, island of love. He wasn't talking about the state of Hawaii. He was saying Kauai. Listen to it again. It was Kauai. Because that kind of surprised me, and I said, I got to listen to that again. Was that right? So, yeah, it was really cool. I have a really awesome song that an ex-pastor wrote and recorded, and his name is Lawrence Tuning. And he tells the story of what led him to writing this song. And when I first heard this song, what went through my mind, because when I first heard it, I did not hear it with the story that was behind it. That came later. But when I first heard it, what went through my mind was the last few years of Elvis' life and all of what he went through, all the trouble, all the turmoil, all the illness, everything he was dealing with, the betrayal of people that he thought he could trust, everything he went through, this song was the answer. Because every time he had a problem, and I know this is for Sunday, guys, but I'm playing it today. Every time he had a problem, he turned to the Father. He turned to his Bible. He turned to prayer. And that's how he got through those last years, that he was the big name on stage. He had a lot of big problems to deal with that nobody really understood or even knew about. And God and his word is how he did it. That's how he did it. And this is a song about that, because this guy that wrote it, Lawrence Tuning, he went through a whole lot of problems. And it led him to write this song. And I'm going to play the version that he tells the story behind this song. And then he'll sing the song the way he wrote it to be sung. The song is called The Anchor Holds.
You know, I want to sing a song that's real special to me. It was written about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I want to tell you just a little story behind it before I sing it. Have you ever had a year where just everything happens wrong at the same time? Anybody ever had a year like that? We had one of those years, 1992. And my wife and I call it our year of sorrows, because it was just an accumulation of one sad thing after the next. It started out with the death of my father, who was just a wonderful man, a godly man. I was in the room with him when he died. My wife was facing some potentially serious health problems at the time. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was a burnout pastor. I was in the middle of real burnout. Our church has just been a wonderful church, and it was in the middle of some real division. And then the summer of that year, my wife had her third miscarriage. And I remember praying for that little child for months, that God would keep it in her womb and would let us have that child. And I remember when I got the call that my wife had been taken to the hospital and I needed to come on up and meet her right away. I remember racing to that hospital and just praying my heart out, you know, God, we really want that child. I remember walking in the door of that hospital room. And my wife turned to me and she said, "Do you know yet we lost him? He was a little boy." And she said, "The nurse wanted you to see him if you wanted to." And there, lying on a little pillow, was my 13-week-old unborn son. And he was about the size of my hand. And I remember holding that little baby in my hand and looking up at the ceiling and just crying out to God and basically saying, "God, I love you. I've loved you since I was a child, but I just don't understand you. I don't understand what good could come out of this at all." And, you know, you start feeling like, well, you know, aren't I serving you, Lord? Aren't I doing my best for you? Why one more blow? And that blow sent my wife and I both into a real season of discouragement and depression and things that I'd read about the long dark night of the soul, where, you know, the Bible says God is there and yet you can't feel him anywhere. We went through that for a few months, and I was pastoring a church, like I said, and I took a sabbatical from pastoring for 6 months, and I just wanted to be alone with God, just wanted to get through this thing. And what I started doing was playing the piano again. For hours at a time, I would go down and I would just play the piano. And that was real therapy for me. And one day I found myself playing a song, and I had never heard it before. And after a while, I realized I had never heard it before because I was in the process of writing it at the time. And it took a while for me to catch on to that. But I remember finding myself singing in my deep discouragement. "The anchor holds, though the ship is battered." And that's just how I felt at that time. "The anchor holds, though the sails are torn." I've fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. But the anchor holds in spite of the storm. And, you know, after a while, I had this long song. It was like 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes long. And I really thought it was just something that helped me through a hard time. You know, it really did help me. And through a set of circumstances, I went up and saw Ray Bolts in concert up in Maine. I was living in Massachusetts at the time. And we began to just chat about the last year, and I told him it's been a rough year. But God has helped me through a song he gave me called The Anchor Holds. And a few months later, Ray gave me a call and said, would you care if I recorded it? And here's a world-famous singer now. He's not the kid stumbling down the steps at the coffee house now. He's this world-famous singer. And I don't have a job anymore. I've resigned from pastoring. And I'm thinking, how am I going to ever make a living? And Ray calls me. And I said, Ray, you can sing it, but it's a long, long song. You can do whatever you want to with it, but I know it's too long. And Ray took that song and broke it down into something that would work, and he created a bridge and collaborated on it and came up with the version that we hear today. And he recorded that song, and I just want to tell you that when he went to put it on the radio, he at first was met with less than enthusiastic reception. I guess the first time around, they didn't release it. And Ray, God bless him, went back and said, I really want you to reconsider the song that seems to have an effect on people when I sing it. And they humored him and put it out, and you know, that's the rest of the story. That we're still singing it today. But I want you to know that that song is coming from down way down in my heart. It was not an attempt to rhyme something and create something that would sell. It was coming from my deep inner heartbreak and brokenness. And I want to sing it to you tonight. Maybe you're sitting here and you're going through a storm. There is life after the storm. There is an anchor, and it really does hold. And I want to sing it, as Frank Sinatra would say, my way.
Now I have been desire to see.
Think about all the storms in your life, and what was your anchor? Think about that. If your anchor was the Father, His Word, someone who is as much His child or more than you are, then you're on the right path. And I know this should be for Sunday, but you know what? I'm not shy about talking about my Lord. And when something like this song comes to attention, we got to pay attention, because this song has a very poignant message. And what a way to tell it. In spite of the storms, the anchor holds. And the anchor is the Father and His Word. And those that can talk to us about that, that we can have discussions with, that we can come to understandings about the Father's Word, they are part of the anchor. If you've only got one or two in your life, that's okay, because they're very precious. Very precious. So, I hope you enjoyed the song. I hope it inspires you to look it up on YouTube and listen to it again, because the message that it has is something to hang on to. It really is. It's really poignant and really strong. I love it. So thank you, John, for bringing that to my attention so that I can bring it to everyone else's attention. And now you can post it in groups. He promised me he wouldn't post it in groups until I played it on a show. So I have done. And he can post it on the groups now so that it can spread farther. I think that's a wonderful thing. Okay, deep breath. Get the oxygen flowing again. And away we go. Okay? Now, let's go to Emil Ford. This is a fun one. Way down at the end of the alphabet. Way down. Okay, Emil Ford with a song called You'll Never Know What You're Missing. Unless you try. So give it a shot. You'll be surprised.
Have you ever wanted to steal a kiss? Have you ever wanted to try? But you let her get you scared to death. You got so mad you could cry. Well, I'm sorry for you, but I really don't know why. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
Have you ever wanted to hold her tight, but you just couldn't get up the nerve? Well, you waited till she had to go. You got just what you deserve. Did she smile at you and you never did know why? 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
No, you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
No, no, you never know what you're missing. That's no lie.
That's no lie.
So you better listen to what I say. You want her to kiss you tonight? Go ahead and hold her close to you. Squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
You want her to kiss you tonight? Go ahead and hold her close to you. Squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
No, no, you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
I like Emil. Yeah. He does a good job. He does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Susan sent me a request. Susan sends a lot of requests. I can't play all of them, so I pick and choose and get to them as the shows come up and go by, and we give it our best shot. How about that? And she's very understanding about that, so thank you for that, Susan. I appreciate you, girl. This is Shania Twain, and I like this song. This is nice. You're still the one. Remember that.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one that I love. we beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Oh, you lost that crossing that last stream. Well, we'll follow it downhill and see where we end up. Oops, canyon. That didn't work out very well. The scenarios that go through your mind, you know, especially if you've lived in the forest where they tell you how to not get lost. You know, and yeah, and you hear a song like that and it kind of, you just think of weird, well, I just think of weird stuff. Not everybody does, you know. My mind is wired differently. I'm okay with that. Mine, I have learned to accept it.
Could be missing a few connections.
Oh, at least three or four, yes. At
I'm
least three
kidding.
Or four. I'm not. But you know what? I like my brain, so it's okay. Since that's not an exchangeable commodity, that's a good thing. Gee, can I run down to Best Buy and get a new one? No, not working.
No.
Oh, how about Target? Maybe Walmart has one on sale.
Go to the dollar store.
There you go. There you go. Make sure you get that 1-year guarantee, though, or you're in big trouble. Oh, help me. I'm going to play the Elvis songs that John gave me, just because they're really cool, and I don't want to have to not get to them, because they're awesome. He sent me some awesome ones. This is a... from, oh well, Lord knows, this is a Viva Las Vegas. It's just not the one we normally hear, but it's really awesome. So here we are.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. It looks something like a turnip green.
Hey, are you rolling? Can I record? Can we do this? Is this right?
Okay, just roll.
really gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. I'm just a devil with a love of spare.
Be my love, baby.
Yeah, you know, sometimes my hand twitches. And that makes the mouse slide down, and I punched the button underneath the one I wanted. And that's what happened. You know, I can't sugarcoat that. I got twitchy. So I just thought, you know what? I'm not sitting through this. We're just going to stop it and start the one I wanted to play, and then we'll be fine. We'll be fine. It just adds a little interest. People sit up and take notice and say, what? What's that girl doing now? What's wrong with her? Oh, my goodness, guys. Keeps you on your toes, don't it? It just keeps you on your toes. Keeps you guessing. Keeps you moving. Keeps you startled. You know, I got to tell you guys about this snack I found today. I went to the store to get milk, actually. And I ended up finding, I decided I needed some peaches. I needed some juicy fruits. Not the gum, the real fruits. And I found these things. I'd never seen them before. They're really cool. They're called, I was at Safeway. I don't know if you guys have a Safeway, but you may have something similar that may carry the same kind of thing. This is Harvest Snaps. And what they are is they're garden peas in the pod that they have taken and done kind of a flash bake to make them very light and very crispy. And they flavor them with Caesar or just with a little bit of salt or, you know, various things like that. I thought, hey, let's take a chance. I haven't tried a new snack in a long time, and I'm off of chips. So these are really, really good, guys. And they actually have tomato seasoned with basil, and there's, oh, I don't know, squash and all kinds of stuff. I just opted for garden peas. Because I love garden peas. But
sounds interesting.
I just wanted to let you all know about that because you've got low calorie, very nice and crispy. So if you're looking for a crunchy snack, it fills that bill very nicely without extra added oils and stuff like that. And it's not potato chips, which are not good for you. They're not good for me. I got diabetes. So, I just wanted to tell you all about them. Look for those. They're Harvest Crisps. And it's really awesome. I'm glad somebody came up with the idea. It's really awesome. They're very light and crunchy. I love them. I'll be spending a lot of money on – all my snack money is going to go on these. I'll tell you, they're wonderful. Okay. Next song that John sent us – is a very rare recording session of Little Sister. I thought it was very, very interesting. So here we go with some more fun.
Don't nobody hold out. Play it.
Just got a classic in here.
Lucy, hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh, deck two.
All right.
little sister, don't you?
Bert.
Three.
I can't hardly hear you.
Little sister, don't you?
Huh? Yeah.
M2WAB 0861-64.
Little sister,
don't you?
Okay. Okay.
Don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stood right out the door. Little sister, don't you?
It might have been a little bit slow then, folks.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Denny, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like a little old boy weevil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a-growing and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Pretty cool. I like that. All right. This is awesome. I'm sitting here going, oh, wow, Elvis songs. I don't think I'll hear anybody complaining about that. That'll be good.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, I've got, he sent me a recording of Let It Be Me that was never released on a CD. And the person that put this together at the end does a whole lot of different performances, and they cite the dates on the video, a whole lot of different performances of one line in it, because this, the first part of the recording where they play the whole song, he doesn't take a breath in this particular place. And that's like, how did you do that and live? That kind of a no breath. And it doesn't even sound like it was an effort. And then this guy that did the tape did a whole lot of different performances, just that one line. And he always took a breath. He always took a breath. Except this one time live, he didn't take a breath. So I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that. There's like nine times that they cite where he took a breath, and then that one that he did not take a breath. So the first one, that's a phenomenal. That makes this a phenomenal recording, because he got through this whole line without a breath. So listen to it. When you start hearing the line over and over again, you'll start hearing where he's taking a breath, because you can't see the video where it tells you breath, you know. So you just listen to it. It's very interesting, actually, the mechanics of singing a song that you are used to taking a breath at, and then you've got one where you didn't take a breath. Cool. All right, here we go. Let It Be Me.
Thank you very much. Hello, little girl. What you got? What you got? Is that a Valentine? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Can I borrow some of your... okay. It's a beautiful song that came out 5 or 6 years ago by several different people. It's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you.
I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me, what would life be? Tell me.
that you'll always let it be me, and that you'll always let it be me.
Sing it, Myrna.
So anyway, there you have it. The first time he sang that phrase, there was no breath. Every time after that, it was like, just tell me, or just tell me you, you know, there was always a breath in there. And for some reason, they found that absolutely exquisite, and they had to, that big long video for it. But you know what? If they hadn't done that video, nobody would have ever known that that happened. And it's really kind of phenomenal that he even one time got clear through that whole line without a breath. I mean, that's called iron lungs, you know, amazing. It's just, wow. If you've ever tried to sing a whole full entire line like that, your lungs feel like they're going to burst if you don't breathe. And most of the time we all take a quick, just a little inhale. And that first time he got through that whole line and didn't even sound like it was an effort of any kind. That is what is phenomenal. Well, okay, guys, I'm down to 2 minutes, so I think I'm not going to get through the last Elvis song or the other songs that I had from John, so they'll be coming at you on Saturday, and they're all good songs, so I am going to play them. 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 5 of them, and then 1 Elvis song. So, no, 2 Elvis tapes. We got a good start on Saturday's show already. This is cool. I like it. So thank you so much, Susan, for joining me. I know Ann couldn't be here, but I sure appreciate you being here with me, darling.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoyed it.
So good. I was going to say, I hope you had as much fun as I did, because I had fun laughing at myself. I think I'm funny. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, thanks, everybody, in the chat, because you kept it lively. That was very interesting.
Been funny. Well,
it was hilarious.
I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, I will be back on Saturday. Everybody gear up for Saturday, and we're going to have some fun. So, hey, you know, we'll see y'all then. Bye.
Been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. I'm with you, babe. I can't believe it's true. When you land on my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing. Just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Yeah. I wanna kiss you all over. You all over till the night closes in, till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby. Here with me, near with me, feeling you close to me, baby. Over and over again.